Blog Talk Radio.
That is so awesome. We are in chapter 32. Can you believe it? There are only 44 chapters in the book, so we are winding down. And you know what that means? That means that we have to find another book.
We'll pray on it.
Yes, I have been praying. I've been pulling out books off the shelf, saying, "Lord, where am I going to take these people?"
Well, don't. That's okay. Take your time and pray, and it'll be revealed to you. That's the part of the oneness. Don't worry. Don't stress yourself out about that.
I know. It's always amazing to me how the books come.
Mm-hmm.
The process is just pretty amazing. So we're in chapter 32 this morning, and we will talk about when shift happens.
That's pretty close.
I know. You know, how we manage the drama in our lives. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take us into our morning prayer.
Mm-hmm. Cosmic Father, maker of the universe and all things, we are so grateful to be standing here or sitting here, lying here in the energy of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you so much for being in us and orchestrating our every step, that we don't have to look outside for help. We just turn inward. And we thank you for that ability, placing your energy and the kingdom inside of each of us. We are so blessed to have individual perception of this kingdom truth in us. Our prosperity, our gifts, and everything in us. So when things happen on the outside, we don't have to react, but we respond in love. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we are one with you, we always have a controlled energy of how to respond that gives us growth and empowerment and enlightenment in all situations. Because in all situations, we face all storms and adversity with love. And love dispels all negative energy. And we thank you for being beings ourselves in light and truth to give us inner peace. That we are blessed and blanketed by the reinforcing light of all the ascended masters and the angels by the Christ. And that we are the Christed ones. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. I am praying and I see each and every one of you moving in your joy. You know, yesterday we talked about awakening the dreamer inside of us. That innocence that we're born with, that joyful living that we're born with before we get all bogged down into life and everything. And so I've been contemplating that and holding each of you in the light for the awareness that you move and have your being in the awareness of that oneness with the dreamer inside of you. And today we're going to talk about when circumstances arise around you that can easily pull you out of your joy, because you allow it, of course, to understand why those situations come into your life. Because remember, we're creating everything. We're creating all of our experiences. And that's something that we tend to forget during the course of the day, that we're creating it. Let's hear what oneness has to say. Whichever way you choose to look at it, there is no denying the degree of change each of you is experiencing in your world. Now, some of you have chosen to share your personal experiences of transformation with others and have enjoyed a level of camaraderie and support that has served to reinforce what your experience has shown you to be so. And yet others of you have retained your perceptions and revelations as evidence of an inner shift in awareness so profound as to be undeniable. But the level of self-recognition evolves accordingly as one progresses in the intensity of this evolution. One becomes aware that characteristics of one's identity that formed the foundation of one's sense of self-knowledge are no longer valid expressions of one's experience of oneself. And one comes to understand the fluidity of the nature of this process of metamorphosis. The vantage point from which you are able to observe yourself in this moment puts into perspective the rich and often rocky terrain that you have traversed. And with that retrospective vision comes the understanding that the present moment's clarity does not invalidate the journey that was necessary in order to attain it. It would have been easy for you to arrange to birth yourself into circumstances where today's newfound understandings were already at hand, and you might have spared yourself much anguish and effort and time had you chosen to write your life script in that way. Yet, had you done so, you would have denied yourself the firsthand experience of the dramatic contrast that are now so vivid for you. Because to have lived through the poignancy of your key episodes has served to underscore for you the revelations of this experience of spiritual breakthrough. Had you not had the taste of the bitter as well as the sweet, you would have emerged with a theoretical understanding supported only by your observations of the trials and tribulations in the lives of others. And while you ultimately come to bask in the exaltation of your divine connectedness when that state is at hand, the profound intensity of that experience is that much more vivid by virtue of the contrast your life dramas have provided. Listen, you have not failed yourself for having taken so long. That's going to be the mantra that I hear from, why did it take so long? Why, oh, I wish I hadn't wasted so much time. But you have not failed yourself in your journey of awakening. For the vantage point that awaits you at the summit of the mountain would not have carried the impact that is possible had you not made that arduous climb. In order to avail yourself of the richness in the experience of knowing your divine connectedness, it was necessary to avail yourself of the richly contrasting details of the experience of separation. In order to appreciate fully the realization that you are creating the essence of your life experience, it was necessary that you explore in raw detail the experience of injustice and victimization. In order for you to know yourself to be truly all-powerful, it was necessary for you to experience the agonizing frustration of not being able to implement your will. And in order to know unquestioningly that there is a divine foundation underlying the entire experience that you have come to regard as your life, it was necessary for you to create the conditions in which that divine essence could be questioned. It was necessary to experience the adversity that underlies a state of separation in order to realize fully the magnitude of the divinity that radiates from within you. So this so-called dark side of your nature was given liberty to express through you in order that you might be able to recognize that vibration inherent in those patterns of response. For it becomes abundantly clear that those states of being do not feel good. I mean, the horrors of the depths at which some of you explore the world of physical reality are graphic, a very graphic illustration of the levels of vibration from which you have chosen to ascend. And guess what? Now you have an experiential reference point at hand with which to contrast the physical, the emotional, and the experiential sensations that are part of the ascension process. And you have a basis for the profound sense of humility and gratitude that naturally result from a life's journey that encompasses the extremes of human experience. And so as you look back over this amazing itinerary that you have programmed for this lifetime, you can look back with wonderment at the awesome richness of so much of it. And you will have formed the basis for understanding the adversity being depicted by much of your world. Because it is far easier to understand the nature of another person's pain, having lived it yourself. And now, as you begin to emerge from the illusion of the adversity of separation and the circumstances of your life reflect that vibrational shift, then you are able to empathize with others who remain in the throes of what that experience, that kind of experience, because you've crawled out of the dark night of your own soul journey, and it is easier for you to recognize the truth underlying the nightmares of another. So having watched your own dreams thwarted, and your sand castles leveled by the unrelenting seas of your own life script, you can feel vicariously the levels of disappointment and despair that others around you are living as they bear the waves that crush and crash upon their shores and crush their dreams. And you have built for yourself the foundation for the experience of compassion. By having watched illustration after illustration of your worst fears come to life. For you would not have had the basis for reaching out to another being living at the depths of his drama had you not been given the chance to experience those levels yourself. Wow. Isn't that amazing? You know, we are so self-absorbed, and it's okay to be self-absorbed because this journey, I've told you before, it's all about you. So it's all right to be selfish right now. As we're growing, to look and see how our life has impacted us. But we would not be who we are today had we not had the experiences that we've had in the past, the good and the bad. But what oneness is telling us are those most difficult challenges that we overcame allow us to appreciate where we are today. And it gives us compassion for others. Isn't that awesome? We want, it helps, it allows us to help others. Why? Because we know what they're going through because we've been through it. You know, as I was reading that, Dr. Reggie, I'm going to turn your mic on so you can hear me. But as I was reading that, the story of Job came into my mind. And, you know, I think Satan went to God, to the throne of God, and said, well, you've blessed Job with so much, you know, you've given him everything. Of course he loves and honors you, you know, but that's, you know, if you take all of that away from him, he probably won't love and honor you. And what does that say? If things come easy in our life, we don't recognize the divinity within us. That's my interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm. Or appreciate it.
And we don't appreciate it. And so God said, okay, you can do whatever you will with Job, but you can't kill him. You cannot kill him. And so Job got very, very sick. He was attacked with illness. He lost he was a very wealthy man, lost his livestock and everything. And people would come to visit him and tell him, you know, I don't know, you know, you put all your faith in God, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Even his wife was saying, you know, you just need to give up. Don't put all your faith in God. And he wavered back and forth in his faith. And the one statement that he said, everything that I feared has come upon me. All of his deepest fears manifested. And once they did, he began to waver in his faith. He moved into what oneness called separation from his divinity. Well, the story has a good ending because in questioning his faith and wavering back and forth, he wound up moving into his oneness and being thankful and grateful for that negative experience. And out of that, God restored everything. So when we say God restored, where is God within us? The divinity within him. He moved into his oneness and everything was restored to him, more so than what he had before the illness. But now he can look back over that life and say, look at the journey that I have taken. Look how far I've come. I went through my deepest fear and overcame it.
Mm-hmm.
I went through my deepest fear. How many of you can say that? I've gone through the thing that I have feared the most, and I'm an overcomer. That is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And so, let's take this a step further. We get all caught up in the drama when it happens, when the S happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls us out. That's what happened with Job. When all the crap really hits, then it pulls us out of our connection temporarily. We move into the state of separateness. But we want to remain in connected. Let's move further in the chapter and see what happens. So now, as you begin to view your life so differently, you can see the perfection in the diversity. And at the same time, you begin to recognize the patterns of similarity in the life experiences of those you may once have judged with your very own journey. And you have magnetized into your arena of awareness beings whose journeys would graphically depict for you the mirrors of your own experience that best underscore the points you wish to make in the crafting of your own life script. You may have blocked yourself from recognizing these players as the consummate performers they now appear to be. For in playing out the melodrama of their own responses before your very eyes, they have shown you what you were unwilling to recognize and acknowledge within yourself. So now, as you begin to suspend judgment and to cease perceiving yourself in an exalted position simply by virtue of the fact that you know you have made great progress, you begin to sense the simple isness underlying it all. So there's a gentle shift here that is occurring in you because you are aware that you are on your divine path, correct? You are aware that you are moving in your divinity. And so when a conflict arises, you pause for a moment and you recognize that there's a lesson here for you to learn. And somewhere inside of you, what the people that are involved in that conflict are a mirror of what you, at this particular point, will not acknowledge that it exists within you. So there is no element of stature or lack of stature on the spiritual journey, for all is oneness. And we tend to forget that. That the whole process is a divine path. The whole process is a divine path. Every experience that you have is a divine path. Every experience. Good morning. I just want to say good morning to our people in the chat room logging in. Good morning. So, you are simply at a different moment, a split second, a freeze action spark of awareness on the journey that is timeless. Your journey will never end. We have all eternity. We are eternal beings. So the spiritual journey never ends. We are constantly learning. The collective points of illumination form the composite perspective of the journey known as enlightenment. Each one of these experiences that you have, each time a conflict arises, is part of your enlightenment or your journey to enlightenment. But the destination is never reached. Understand that. You will constantly evolve, even when you decide to leave this physical plane. You will continue to evolve spiritually. Each nuance, each experience adds a subtle element to the essence of the whole. You may think that the journey you have made is yours, for your experience has told you so, but in truth, your experience is but a glimpse into the composite reality that is a shared vision of these times. Remember, oneness tells us that we must all evolve together. And you know, we only focus on our lives, but whatever happens to you impacts the whole. There's a much bigger picture that you are a part of. And it's not just other beings, but it's this planet. And not just this planet, but the entire universe and multiverse that your little crisis impacts. It has a ripple effect throughout all of creation. Isn't that amazing? Can you just breathe for a moment on that and wrap your arms around that? That this little crisis you're experiencing impacts the whole cosmos. it creates a ripple effect. So oneness, and understand, listen to this, oneness has chosen to make this journey as each of you. Wow. That divinity that is inside of each of us is making this journey with us. So let's put it in another way. God has chosen to take this journey within each of us. And we have done so, and they're talking about oneness, we have done so, you have done so, in order to know yourself in the fullness of all that is. Having had the experience of it, we have availed ourselves of the possibility to experience the absolute thrill of awakening into spiritual awareness. And the most dramatic way to have that experience is to have lived through infinite variations on the theme of forgetting and then rediscovering the true nature of our own divine essence over and over and over again. Your own exalted moments of awakening add a brilliant note to the indescribable harmony being co-created as each of you add your resonance to the multidimensional whole. It's like a symphony. I don't know how many of you have played instruments and played in an orchestra or a band. You know, you look, you may be sitting second chair playing a clarinet. But there's a first chair and the second chair and the third chair, and the notes are different. The woodwind section is carrying a melody, and the bass section is carrying a rhythm. Everybody is doing something different, but when the audience sits and hears it, wow! It's so melodic. And you can feel the drama of the drums and as they're beating, and oh, and then the music gets really, really soft and delicate, and you're just floating on that melody, and then all of a sudden the boom comes in. That's what life is like. You're moving along and you're floating on the melodic strains of life. And then all of a sudden there's drama, but it's part of the whole. There's thunder and there's lightning, but it's part of the whole. So do you get caught up in it and run away from it because you're afraid of it? Do you cry? Do you curl up in a little ball and whimper when the drama comes? Do you move in anger and fight against it? How many of you, when the drama comes, take a deep breath, acknowledge that it's drama, and only decide to express love through the whole thing? To only be the observer and to maintain your peace. But what oneness is telling us is that we can't get to that point until we go through the drama. And then we can realize how foolish it was to do whatever, make whatever choices we made. If we rolled up in a ball, or if we yelled and screamed, or however we decided to deal with it at that point, oneness says, it's okay. You needed to experience that in order to move and elevate to the next level of your understanding. There is no need to judge another being, for as he falters in his attempts to grasp the clues he has left in his path. Understand, they are acknowledging that we create all of this. And that's what you have to keep in the back of your mind when the drama comes up. Why did I create this? What am I supposed to get from this? There are clues hidden in this drama. And so, okay, they're saying don't judge others when they falter because you've already been there and you know they don't, that there are clues here, but they're not paying attention to the clues. You may be able to see quite clearly what is obvious to you from your perspective, yet from the perspective of the one on his knees, the clue is not visible, at least not yet. But after a sufficient number of headlong spills into the mud, well, the clue emerges. And you know that because you've been there. And we have all been there. For that is the nature of the journey. And as you reach out to offer a helping hand to another being and have it rejected, and as your helping hand and as your words of newfound wisdom fall on deaf ears by those who need them most, you'll remember. For you've been there too. How many of you want to help other people get out of their troubles? And they're just not hearing it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. And you have to remember that you had that too. You were there too once. I do. I remember screaming, what are you talking about? I don't have time for this. I told Dr. Reggie, I don't have time for all this spiritual mess. I got problems here. I have real problems in the real world, not all this airy-fairy stuff. And he was patient and loving because he'd been there. And you'll wonder how you could have been so blind when the clues were right there in full view all along. Yet you know that the seeker will not see what he has come to see until the appointed moment for that particular set of eyes to open. You know, because you've been there. Listen. Hand in hand with the blessed realizations you have at last come to embrace is the opportunity to express your understanding through the experience of compassion that is a hallmark of this stage of your journey. You can recognize and you can feel the power of the journey of another being in the moments of mutual recognition that you will come to share with many as you venture forth with newfound eyes. And the clues have always been there. But until now, you have not been equipped to see them. You have embodied the blinders necessary to shield you from the level of knowingness that might have denied you the poignancy of the experience of awakening. Because the awakening is the thing. That's what we're seeking. But now the blinders have been removed, at least from your own limited field of vision. And this is a process you will experience over and over again as the layers of illusion continue to be lifted and your true essence is revealed. Isn't that remarkable? There is nothing that can replace those spurts of growth that you have when you recognize where you were in consciousness and how far you have come. You just simply, I'll be honest with you, this journey through the book Oneness has just awakened even more my awareness of my divinity even more, and I marvel at it. I marvel at God's divine perfection that is within each one of us. I marvel at this intricate design of life, the life plan, how we attract experiences into our life and the people that come into our lives, and so that we can continue to blossom and grow in the awareness of our divinity. It is an awesome process. The process itself blows my socks off. And here oneness is saying, oh, baby, you haven't seen anything yet. You're going to have this awakening to your awareness over and over again at different levels. Is that exciting you? I mean, that's exciting. I remember telling Dr. Reggie once, oh, I can't wait to get through this lifetime. I don't want to come back for nothing in the world. And now he looked at me, and he had a sad look in his eyes. He said, why would you say that? There's so much work to be done. And there's so much growing that you still have to do. Wow. So now I'm looking forward to it. It'll be more drama, but there are more lessons, right? Your own radiance will help illuminate the path of others who walk beside you, however briefly, simply by being in the authenticity of your own moment. It is not necessary to try in order to help another being who is experiencing a lesson you have learned the hard way, simply by being present and holding that vibration of transcendence. You can add the much needed boost to another that enables him to discover what has been right there all along, just like you did. And what comes to mind is when we're working with young adults, you know, those that are like 17 and 18 years old, and we see them making choices, and we're not happy with the choices that they're making, are we? Because we know where those are going to end, but they don't know. They are still discovering the divinity within them. And what oneness is telling us is that there's no words that you can say. It will fall upon deaf ears, that they have to live the experience. The best thing that you can do is to hold the vibration of transcendence. You need to be in your oneness and see them in your oneness, in that awareness. You're holding them in the light. And like the old folks used to say, baby, all you can do is pray. Hold them in the light. And eventually they will see what you know to be true. Listen to this. As you begin to teach by example the underlying principles of this process of metamorphosis, it is to be expected that your own experience will continue to alternately plateau and plummet, as you continue to attain and re-refine each new vantage point of understanding. Because guess what? There is no static condition of enlightenment on the path to enlightenment. Enlightenment is not static. It's dynamic. It's changing all the time. It is an ongoing journey that continues to evolve. So do not expect that your life circumstances will suddenly become trouble-free simply by virtue of the fact that you have attained certain levels of vibration and of understanding. For the peaks and valleys of the terrain of physical reality will continue to provide for you the graphic illustrations of your own life's work. You will continue to have little challenges. It's just that now your perspective has changed and you can handle them differently. And you consciously look for the clues. Each instance of adversity that may cross your path listen to this, is an opportunity to pause and to reflect upon the mirror these circumstances have manifested to provide for you. Ultimately, you will recognize in the experiences of others the parallel episodes in your own life seeing patterns that they illustrate. And you will recognize that another being has gifted you with an illustration of an issue that you were not required to relive yourself. Wow. It's a blessing. You know, there comes a point in your spiritual growth, especially when you are looking at your circumstances and saying, where is this error in thought in me? What is being mirrored here? But as you grow, you're going through the drama of someone else who has to really relive the painful experience. You only get to experience it by looking on. But what they're saying, oneness is saying, is it's still there for a lesson for you. You just don't have to live it. You've grown enough that you don't have to live it. And that's where we want to be, isn't it? That we can bring a circumstance into our experience and learn from it without having to go through the pain of living it. If you have a question or comment this morning, I'm going to give a little time for you. Just press 1 on the telephone keypad. I can only maybe take one person today, and then I'll have Dr. Reggie take us into our closing prayer. I'll give you a second. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay. Well, as you continue to ascend vibrationally, you will recognize increasingly the phenomena of this level of experiential mirroring. As you embrace vicariously the gift in the lessons symbolized by the dramas of another being, you are able to further release and re-refine elements of your own energy pattern that resonate to these themes. The levels of compassion realized in this process enable you to align and to harmonize vibrationally with your experiential surrogate without taking on the levels of negativity embodied and released by the other being. So that's why compassion becomes so important. I'm going to go ahead and close out this chapter for today. I ended on page 313, but the chapter begins on page 307, and there's only a couple of more pages to it, and I encourage you to go ahead and complete reading chapter 32. It ends with this statement that there are countless others who have given you a vibrational leg up on this ride, so you could ride the crest of the wave together as one. And in transcending the sense of separation you have spent a lifetime justifying and surrendering to the mutuality of the momentum you share, there are moments, I mean, these are magical moments when you know that you have not imagined it. You have experienced that oneness, and you know that you are that oneness. You know because you've been there. Dr. Reggie, take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful, beautiful moment and this wonderful lesson in ascension and growth and overcoming all of our challenges in life. We know as we walk through this life physically, there are going to be challenges. And as we seek your comfort in you, within ourselves, we can transcend the pain and transcend the apathy and transcend all differences and learn to mend the broken bones of sorrow in us and helping others along the way on this wonderful path. We thank you for this journey, that we are the ambassadors for your will, and we stand and move and have our being in that wonderful mantle, that magical energy of light and power that you are in us. Let us reflect it and live it, not just intellectually, but to live this experience and to live it in joy and live on purpose and in the energy of oneness with you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I love you if God loves you.